Good afternoon. Liverpool football star Diego Jota has died at the age of 28 after his Lamborghini flew off the road in northern Spain just 2 weeks after he married his childhood sweetheart. The Portuguese forward was travelling in the car with his 26-year-old brother Andre, also a footballer who also died in the crash. The Lamborghini's tyre is believed to have blown out whilst overtaking. The car came off the road, crashed and burst into flames. Jota had just married the mother of his three children and described himself as the luckiest man in the world in an interview released just yesterday. The crash occurred on the A52 road in Zamora. The road is a key route taken by drivers leaving northern Portugal. Emergency services in the Castilla y León region confirmed the crash. The local operations room received several calls reporting a vehicle accident at kilometre 62 of the A52. His death was confirmed by the head of the Portuguese Football Federation. Ryanair has had to cancel more than 1,200 flights because of serious issues hitting travel, including the Middle Eastern war and air traffic control problems. This morning, the low-cost airline said over 30,000 travellers have been left in the lurch as it had to axe over 170 flights due to French air traffic control strikes. The airline said the cancellations today and tomorrow will impact routes to and from France, including journeys across French airspace, heading to the UK, Greece, Spain and Ireland. Ryanair's boss, Michael O'Leary, has made an earnest plea to Ursula von der Leyen, the EU Commission President, demanding immediate action to reform the air traffic control services of the European Union amidst the disruptions. EasyJet and Air France have also cancelled flights. A British woman has been left fighting for her life in a coma after falling ill just moments after getting a tattoo in Benidorm. Poppy Mae Crutchley, a 29-year-old from Worcester, is currently in a coma in Benidorm, with her heart, kidneys and lungs all failing. A friend said that she instantly felt unwell after getting the tattoo. She was that unwell, she took herself to hospital where doctors acted straight away due to no oxygen in her body and fluid on her heart. Doctors say she may have suffered a bacterial infection or was the victim of spiking and is now in a critical condition. And Spain's services sector growth sped up in June, marking its 22nd consecutive month of expansion, according to a survey by S&P Global released this morning. The PMI Business Activity Index rose to 51.9 in June from 51.3 in May, though slower than in the previous month since February 2024, which were all above 53. The 50 threshold separates expansion from contraction. A sister survey earlier this week showed the manufacturing sector expanding for the second month in a row in June. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.